From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Libya, rebels are preparing for an assault on Muammar Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte. And there's fighting in the West as opposition forces move toward the Tunisian border.
We go now to the capital, Tripoli, where battles continued around the airport and where, after a day and night of bloody fighting, rebels wrested control of a large and symbolically important neighborhood. Abu Salim is home to the most notorious prison in Libya, and NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro was there today.
They are identical twin brothers, but you wouldn't necessarily notice it. One is very pale after spending 14 years inside Abu Salim prison. The other is darker skinned from the sun. Saeed Ahmed Al-Shoubi and his brother Mehdi hadn't seen each other for those many years. Mehdi had almost given him up for dead. But when the rebels came to the capital, he followed, hoping that his brother was still alive and would be freed from jail. He's my twin brother and the one I love most out of all my other siblings, Mehdi says. This past Wednesday, Saad managed to escape the infamous Abu Salim prison. The guards just ran away, he says, and then the people from nearby came in and let us out. He says, at the beginning, we were afraid, thinking that it was a trick and they were going to kill us. But then we saw the rebels and I realized I was free. It was the happiest day of my life. Saad ended up running into his brother at a nearby rebel camp. They now won't leave each other's side. Saad says he was arrested for being an Islamist activist. He was tortured in the early days. He shows us the scars on his legs from where he was hung upside down and beaten. He tells of overcrowded cells and prisoners dying of diseases like tuberculosis. Akram Mohammed bin Ramadan, whose father was also imprisoned here, sums up what Abu Salim prison symbolizes to the people of Libya.
A hellhole. Hellhole. Whoever goes in here never comes out.
One of the fighters who helped free prisoners in Abu Salim says they found one man who had been in jail for 25 years. He didn't even know what year it was and had never seen a cell phone.
When he see the mobile, he asked, what's this? What's this machine in your hand? Even he didn't know the mobile. He asked us, what's happening in Libya?
Many former prisoners came back today to Abu Salim. Standing in the prison courtyard, Muhammad Ali was snatched, he says, for no reason in 1998. He spent 17 months here. He came back to see his old prison cell. It was the most traumatic period of his life, he says, and he wants to see what it looks like now.
So I'm walking through one of the prison cells, and there are mattresses and clothes everywhere. There were at least 8 men to a room. There's a small kitchen facility and a bathroom. The prisoners here lived on top of each other.
Nice, huh? This is human rights in Libya.
Another man who is also touring the facility shakes his head in disgust and walks away. Abu Salim prison became infamous in 1996 when witnesses say 1,200 prisoners were massacred after a riot here. This is the place where most political prisoners were incarcerated. Ex-prisoner Ali Maktouk was in Abu Salim, he says, when the killings took place. He says those who were spared were led outside into the courtyard. They heard gunshots coming from a particular cell block and screams. They were then led back to their cells in a different part of the prison, he says. That massacre was the spark that would eventually ignite this revolution. The lawyer that represented the victims of the Abu Salim massacre was arrested on February 15th in Benghazi. The next day, thousands of people came out onto the streets to protest, and that evolved into this unstoppable rebellion. Ali Maktouk points to a large concrete slab in a grassy area. He claims that's where the victims of the Abu Salim massacre are buried. He says the families of those killed will want to dig it up. He says this place should become a school for children or a hospital. The evil that lived here, he says, needs to be transformed. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Tripoli.